The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to another episode of the Dose of Leadership podcast, the show that brings you inspiring and educational interviews with today's most relevant and motivating leaders. Each episode is dedicated to highlight real-life leadership and influence experts who dedicate their lives to the pursuit of the truth, common sense, and courageous leadership. And now, here's your host, Richard Ryerson.
Hey, welcome to Dose of Leadership. So happy you're tuning in. Friday's solo episode, as promised. Last Friday, I was talking about the top 10 dysfunctions in business. And over the next few weeks, I want to kind of address each one of those specifically, of those 10. If you remember, you can go back and listen to that episode, the top 10 dysfunctions in business. I think it's episode 316. And we talk about the top 10 senior leadership. Number one, fails to set the example. And number 10 was there's no real understanding of leadership. I wanted to focus this episode on that aspect. Now, you can go back to episode 308 if you wanted to listen to my episode, the solo episode on setting the example. That's a perfect foundational episode if you want to address, again, what it means to set the example. So that comes piggyback off of that episode, 308, and on piggyback off this episode of 318, where I talk about the 10 top dysfunctions. I wanted to lead off with this episode today, just kind of a general consensus or mindset when we're talking about leadership. It's the foundational concept of leadership that I think is missing. And so if you want to get that edge in your leadership journey, if you want to totally commit yourself to swimming inside the leadership pool, not just dipping your foot, then this is what this episode is about. And it addresses specifically of those top 10 dysfunctions, number one and number 10. Because when we think about leadership, people have a lot of ideas of what they think it is. I know I did, and it certainly has changed over the last 25 years, particularly over the last 5 years I'm even doing the show. It's even further refined, and I'm sure it'll be even more refined and changed as we go on, because it's a never-ending process, right? Leadership, the journey of personal growth and development, it never changes. It's always evolving based on the circumstances and, of course, your maturity level and your intelligence and the more that you find out about it. So you never fully arrive in the leadership journey. And so I caution you, if you're planting the flag somewhere saying I've arrived, be careful. Or if you see somebody doing that, be careful, because typically what happens next is a fall, because you have to have this teachable, humble spirit. Remember what you've probably heard me say on the show before, that it's this combination. The ideal that we're striving for is this intensity of will, intensity of always wanting to become better. Not necessarily to become, do more, but to be more, authentic, to be more present, to be more vulnerable, to be more authentic, like I said. And that's the key, and to add value to every transaction. And sometimes that adding value isn't external. Sometimes it is all internal, about the self-awareness piece. But remember, that's not selfish, because if we're constantly trying to improve ourselves and become all of these things, be more authentic, more present, more vulnerable, more authentic, push ourselves into growth zones, dealing with fear and uncertainty, knowing that it never goes away, then that, by shining the light on yourself, I've said this time and time again in the show, then you give those around you the freedom to do the same. And that is adding value to your present situation. So just when you hear the words adding value, it doesn't mean that you always have to do something external for somebody else. Sometimes it means getting yourself right. In fact, you have to get yourself right before you can start adding value to others. You have to value yourself, if you've heard me say, before you can start adding value to others. So what is leadership? You've heard me say that before. There's a couple good episodes on there where I dive into that. I'm going to repeat some of that here, but because it bears worth repeating. Maybe you know my story, maybe you don't. If you're new to the show, 2000, I was a Marine Corps pilot, 9/11. In 2001, I was hired by American Airlines. 9/11 happened, finished my training on September 8th. My first official day after training was September 11th. Furloughed, thrown out of the street October 1st into the corporate arena. And over time, as I started seeing this, the lessons I've learned as a Marine Corps officer and a pilot, flying multi-crew aircraft, and those lessons learned translated well into the business community. And then 16 years into the corporate arena, rising in to the ranks and various levels of accountability in the director and the vice president level, I saw how there was this dramatic need for authentic leadership. So what is it? Again, to me, the elevator speech, if I can coin that phrase, of what is leadership, it's tapping into unlimited human potential. Tapping into unlimited human potential and then delivering some sort of result. That's what leadership is. And the key word there is unlimited human potential. We have to go into the mindset that we all have unlimited, or at least more than we'll ever use in a lifetime, potential to push ourselves beyond levels that we didn't even think was possible. And you get there through leadership. And so tapping into unlimited human potential in yourself and in others and delivering some sort of result, that really is the key to what leadership is. And you've also heard me say before on the show that leadership isn't about this larger-than-life presence. Every book that I read, I'm reading this great book for a great guest that's coming on the show. Time and time again, the book that I'm reading right now talks about that how we all have this perception that we have to have these larger-than-life figures, these kind of charismatic forces, and we equate that with leadership. I mean, my God, just look what's in the news and look who are the presidency and politics and the debacle in Hollywood and all this power, and everybody thinks it's charisma and power. And at the end of the day, that's not leadership, right? That's dysfunction. It's huge dysfunction. And remember the four C's of leadership. Again, when you're adopting this leadership philosophy, if you want to be the one that's setting the example of how leaders should be, remember that it's not about charisma. It's about being calm or composed, about being confident, about being consistent, about being courageous in every aspect of your life. And remember that you have complete control of those four C's, how to be calm and composed, consistent, courageous. You have complete control over that. It's your choice. And when it's your choice, you realize that leadership is within your possibility. No matter what God granted you in the charismatic front, you can choose to be calm. You can choose to be confident. You can choose to be consistent. You can choose to be courageous. And by dedicating your life to improving in every one of those aspects, eventually what comes forth is a natural, authentic command presence, if you will, or natural, authentic charisma that is authentically you, that will draw people to you, that will influence people. And that really is the key, isn't it? It's about influence. We put a tremendous emphasis on talent. Talent does not equal success. Maybe you've heard me say that before on the show. It does not equal success. Talent's a given. You have to be good at something. There has to be something else that drives leadership, and it's influence. So how do you become influential? Leadership equals influence. To become a person of influence, and again, I've said this time and time again on the show too, that to become a person of influence is to add value to every transaction, to be intentional about adding value with every waking moment. That takes a tremendous amount of work and intentionality. So talent is not a factor. Talent does not deliver results. Leadership equals influence. Influence equals adding value. And if I can button that up, if I really want to know what I think leadership is, and if you're going to be that leader who sets the example, that does something unique, that does something contrarian, it's sad to say that this is a contrarian view. But if you want to set yourself apart and be that contrarian leader, which I think you should do, set yourself apart, do something unique. Don't focus on the charisma and the power. This is what I think leadership is. This is the type of leader that I want to be. This is the type of leader that I want to work with. These are the type of people, the leaders that I want to surround myself with. This is the type of leadership that is needed in the world. And I want you to pay close attention because this is the key to this podcast, this episode. To me, this is what leadership is. Leadership is patient. Leadership is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. Leadership does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. And leadership keeps no record of wrongs. Leadership does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Leadership always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Leadership never fails. Does that sound familiar? It should, because I tweaked a Bible verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8, where the original version is, love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, love does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs, love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. Leadership equals love. Simple as that. Easy to understand, right? But if you think about it, don't you want to be that kind of leader? That is always patient, that is always kind, that does not envy, does not boast, is not proud. Man, that's the type of leader I want to be. Leadership equals love. But it's not the type of love that gets people uncomfortable, not even the love that you feel for your spouse or your significant other, or even your kids, even. It's the action that we're talking about. Right? The act of sacrificing, because leadership will always, always cost you. It will cost you your time. It will cost you your freedom. It will cost you your rights. It will always cost you something. But that's the price that you get for significance. Because it's only those individuals, only those of us that dedicate our lives to that, to true sacrificial leadership, to truly laying down our lives or sacrificing our lives so others may grow. And it's only those individuals that do that, that dedicate their lives to that, that experience the truly growth, the resurrection power that comes with it, the resurrection power of true meaning, of true significance. And dare I say, the obligation that we have to each other. That is what I think we were put on this planet to do. That is why I think leadership is so critical and central to everything that we do, because at its core is love. Every decision we make is either a fear-based one or a love-based one. I like to keep it simple. I don't care how small or how large the decision is, it's either a fear decision or a love decision. And unfortunately, most of our decisions are made under that fear umbrella, and so it's our job, our obligation, to make as many as we can in that love umbrella. And that takes work, and that's why leadership is so critical to what we do. So leadership equals love. And that is the secret, that is the answer, if you will, to those top 10 dysfunctions, particularly number 1 and number 10 that I parlayed in last Friday's episode, where people in business and organizations you've seen around you are not setting the example. They expect others to behave a certain way, yet they don't emulate the behaviors that they do. So if you want to be that leader who stands out, the contrarian, be the one that focuses on love. And understand that leadership positions aren't given to people, are usually assigned to people because of their leadership abilities, because no one trains or thinks or tries to get people to act in this loving manner. So if you want to tackle number 1 and number 10 on my top 10 dysfunction list, focus on love. Let me know what you think about this show. I appreciate you reaching out. The show continues to grow. And it's all because of you. So thank you for your support. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe to this show. Leave a ratings and review at iTunes and Stitcher. Tell me what you think of the show. Reach out to me at doseofleadership.com. Go to the contact page or just send me an email to richard@doseofleadership.com. Check out my Legacy Leader Blueprint course. I'm always filling up classes with my mastermind where you get access to 20 impactful videos on how to become a more influential leader, broken up into 4 modules on leadership fundamentals, leading yourself, leading others, and transformational leadership topics. And if you pay for the premium seat, $349 per seat, you'll get 4 one-on-one coaching sessions with me in between each module. And so it'll cement the material and help you jumpstart you on your path towards leadership greatness. All right. Thanks for being a fan of the show, and I'll see you on next Friday's solo episode. Hey, thanks for tuning into the show. Go to richardryerson.com or doseofleadership.com and fill out the contact page and reach out to me. Let me know where you're at your leadership journey. Also, if you want access to my brand new online leadership course to help become a better leader, go to legacyleaderblueprint.com. Fill out your email and you gain access to a free 12-minute video that will reveal the top secrets of leadership and also show you how you can gain access, exclusive access, to my online leadership course. That's legacyleaderblueprint.com. Hope to see you on the inside. Thanks for tuning into the show.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.